Chapter 22 Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Rarity had been shocked when Spike came running breathlessly up to them to deliver the horrible news of Twilight's fall napping. But it had been even more of a shock when Capper, Captain Solano, and Princess Skystar, transformed back into a hippogriff, had appeared at Mount Eris shortly after, hoping to help the ponies. Once every creature had been brought up to speed, they all seemed even more fired up and ready to take back Canterlot. The Storm King just couldn't go on terrorizing them, not without a fight. Plus, there was no chance they weren't going to save Twilight. Between the cunning skills of Capper, the swashbuckling abilities of the pirates, and Princess Skystar's unwavering positivity and hippogriff agility, the ragtag team had been able to put together a solid plan for infiltrating the enemy headquarters. And it was time. When they arrived at Canterlot, two storm creature guards stood in front of Canterlot's main gates. They appeared to be of the standard oaf variety, fond of holding spears and grunting a lot, but that was about it. Capper adjusted his baker disguise, pushed his gigantic cake along, and smirked at his own genius. If this little plan didn't work, then he wasn't a cat named Capper. The ponies, who were bound in shackles, with him really sold the whole story. As soon as they got close, the guards blocked them with their spears, but Capper was unfazed. He pretended to consult his delivery clipboard. All right, then. Can one of y'all go and tell your boss he's not getting his congratulations on subduing defenseless pastel ponies cake? Capper tapped his toe impatiently. 'Cause I don't want to be the one responsible for the big guy missing his special dessert. You know what I'm saying? The two guards looked at each other for an answer, shrugged, and stepped aside. It was working! Pinkie Pie couldn't help but smile as they trotted into Canterlot. It was easy as pie.
Pinkie, quit looking so happy. You ain't fooling no pony, Applejack barked under her breath.
Pinkie nodded and put on a dramatic, sad face for the rest of the trip to the center of Canterlot. The plan was to go straight to the castle and attack from the inside. But once they'd arrived at the main plaza, Grubber happened to see the giant cake. The treat-loving creature ambled over greedily.
Hello, cake, he said, climbing onto the cart to snag a taste of the confection. Don't mind if I do.
His little paw grabbed a fistful of icing and cake, revealing a set of eyes behind it.
Who puts eyeballs in filling?
He wondered aloud. Before he could call for the guards, a gaggle of giant birds sprang from the cake. They burst forth and lunged for the storm creatures, entangling themselves in a full-on battle. Skystar, in hippogriff form, accompanied Pinkie Pie and the other ponies, flinging cupcake ammo and taking out several storm creatures on their own. The entire kingdom looked like a big mess of hooves, fur, and feathers, and soon the storm creatures were retreating in fear from the ferocious band of ragtag scalawags. Capper had done it. They had begun to take back Canterlot.